USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. State Department is accusing Russia of using chemical weapons inside Ukraine. U.S. officials say Russia violated the Chemical and Biological Weapons Act when it used chemical weapon chloropicrin against Ukrainian troops. It's one of the chemicals that was used as poison gas in World War I. Ukraine's blamed Russia for using the chemical in as many as 800 attacks as the ground war between the two countries continues. Former President Trump initially said that he intended to testify in his New York hush money trial. On Thursday after court, Trump claimed the judge now will not allow him to due to a gag order.
It's such a rigged court, so I'm not allowed to testify because of an unconstitutional gag order. We're appealing the gag order.
During Thursday's testimony, attorney Keith Davidson denied that he or the two adult industry actresses he represented at the time were involved in any hush money scheme with Trump. Pro-Palestine protests on U.S. college campuses have not swayed President Biden's support of Israel. One student describing what they saw as they watched protesters at Fordham University in New York City Thursday.
But this is orchestrated, right? I mean, they all have the same signs. There's the same colored tents in there. This is orchestrated by somebody that's not here.
NYPD said almost half the arrests they made at Columbia University involved non-students presumed to be outside agitators. The body of the fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. A Chinese probe will be making its way to the dark side of the moon this month. China launched the unmanned probe Friday on a 53-day mission to bring back lunar samples. If the lander successfully returns to Earth from that space voyage, it'll be a first for China. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The White House is standing by President Biden's recent remarks where he referred to U.S. allies Japan and India as xenophobic. USA's John Schaefer has that story.
On Thursday, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that the president was making a broader statement about how immigrants contribute to the strength of nations.
It is important for us to remember that we are a country of immigrants. I'm explaining where what he was talking about, what he was focusing on in those comments. Country of immigrants, it makes us stronger. It is important to be very clear about that.
Biden made the comments during a campaign fundraiser on Wednesday, grouping the countries together with China and Russia. He attributed their economic challenges to a reluctance to accept immigrants, stating they don't want immigrants.
More testimony regarding former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen will be heard Friday at the ex-president's criminal hush money trial taking place in New York. Cohen was allegedly directed by Trump to pay off adult film star Stormy Daniels in the days leading up to the 2016 presidential campaign. Overall, sales at Ford Motor Company decreased in April, but hybrid sales reached a monthly record. The automaker sold over 179,000 cars and trucks, with strong sales of the popular F-Series trucks, while Broncos and SUVs saw a decline. Although sales of electric vehicles increased by 129% compared to last year for Ford, they still fell short of expectations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.